Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Brain Talk's new podcast episode. This is our first one of the session, so I'm really excited. And today we're going to be talking about why younger generations act older than they really are. And I'm going to hand it off to one of the interns, which is going to start talking about this topic. So, any of you guys want to start?
This topic came to mind because the first thing I thought of was like the new epidemic or whatever of Sephora kids. Basically, it's if Sephora kids are basically like these kids that are usually under the age of 10 that go into Sephora and they buy expensive products that are not necessarily made for them. Like, for example, like Drunk
Yeah.
Elephant, these kids are like getting all these Drunk Elephant products that
I
they don't
know.
need.
Did you see,
And there's, yeah.
sorry to cut you off, but did you
No,
see
you go ahead.
the Drunk Elephant products with like retinol and stuff? And there's like 10-year-olds putting retinol in their face. Like, that's actually crazy.
So I actually saw something, I forgot what it was, but there is like this research done that retinol breaks your skin barrier, and that's why adults use it because their skin barrier is broken. It breaks the skin barrier and creates a new one. But these 10-year-olds, like, they already have like a really good skin barrier, and by breaking it, like, and when they get older, they're gonna have really bad skin.
Yeah. And to me, I feel like the reason is because like a lot of the influencers, like especially on TikTok, they all use expensive products because of like sponsorships and stuff like that. And TikTok's main audience are teenagers. And so when they see like these influencers, like obviously influencers have to influence, but they're influencing the wrong like people. They're influencing like 10, 11-year-olds who literally all they need is like face wash and moisturizer, like just end it there. And I feel like it's not even just the skincare products, it's like the way they act too.
Yes, I actually just inter like I had an interaction with like these kids that are younger than 10, and they have so much attitude. It's like, ooh. Like, I'm wondering where like this attitude comes from, because I don't know, when I was younger, I was definitely scared of older kids. I don't.
Yeah, like when I was younger, I definitely like knew my place and I never talked around older kids. And I also like the stuff that I engaged in was also very much stuff that is meant for my age. Like I watched Disney shows when I was 10.
Exactly. Yeah, me too. Like, I have like these Sephora kids, I don't understand. But at the same time, like, I feel like after a certain point, we can't really blame the kids anymore, because I mean, this is kind of
Definitely,
just
yeah.
like, yeah, it's kind of just like the society that we grew up in. It's kind of like the kids are becoming adults. I think that even starting from like our generation, right? Like Gen Z, kids are acting more like adults. Like they're acting like so mature. And not even in terms of like buying like products that are meant for teenagers and adults, but overall, just like they have knowledge of a lot more stuff that, like, when I was 10 years old, like, I didn't even know about. Like,
Yeah.
Also, I was thinking like there's been like an erasure of like the tween generation. I don't know if that makes sense, but I remember there was like an in-between phase of like being a teenager and being a kid. I feel like we don't really see that now. It's just like straight to a teenager, and that I feel like that's what's really
My
like
tween
frustrating.
phase consisted of like, do you remember those like chalk highlighter things that were like color and you could like put them through your hair? That was me.
Oh, yeah.
And then
Oh,
like
I
the
love those.
phones with the lip glosses in them, and that was me. Like I feel like now it's just like you said, there's no more like there's no tween phase. Like they even skip the teenager phase. They just start acting like adults, which is like
Exactly.
yeah,
Like,
like my tween phase was like Justice clothing and like it's like not there anymore, and I'm just like,
That
wait, what
actually
happened?
brings, yeah. Speaking of justice, like, it kind of brings to the point that places like Children's Place, like, they shut down. Toys R Us shut down. And, like, because people aren't buying from those places anymore, they're going straight to more luxury brands like Lululemon and other.
Yeah, there's no like market for it anymore. Exactly. And I feel like a big reason, like I said before, is because like every teenage, I mean every like 10-year-old or 11-year-old, like preteen, I guess I would say, is watching like, because there's no preteen influencers, you know what I mean? They're all like over the age of 18, because that's like what you kind of need. Like I think TikTok has like a thing where you can only be like a certain age to even like become verified and stuff like that. So there's a reason that 18-year-olds are becoming famous in the first place, but then at the same time, like they're not, these preteens are looking at these older adults and seeing what they do. Like they wear Lululemon and they shop the most expensive brands at Sephora, and they think that like to like achieve their level of like coolness, I guess, they're like, oh, I need that Lululemon pant and I need like the newest Charlotte Tilbury launch, which is just crazy to me because
I know, it's just like
Yeah, and also like I remember when I was growing up, like I'd find like those kind of like tween influencers, if that makes sense, like on TV or like shows like that. But like now, no one really watches that. It's just like scrolling through TikTok or like
yeah, there used to be like Disney Channel stars, like obviously they're grown up now, but like the Nickelodeon shows, the Disney shows that had tween, like tween slash teenager actors that would not necessarily influence the way that influencers are influencing right now.
I
also read an article like a few months ago, or maybe it was an article, maybe it was a video, I don't know. But over the past few years, I feel like the reason that the article stated that like our attention spans have decreased a lot, I think by like a matter of
Yes,
like
I've
minutes.
heard of that.
Yeah. And I generally believe it's the TikTok problem, like because we're so like everyone is so used to like watching 15-second videos and then getting excited for only 15 seconds and then moving past that. And no one is able to sit through like a Disney Channel show anymore with multiple ads in the middle without getting bored like instantly. And I'm a victim of that myself. Like I'll fully admit that I do.
Yeah, like
Me
I play
too.
everything at different speed because
Like people, yeah, people don't sit down and watch movies anymore because movies are really long and
Even like when I try to get myself to watch like a 20-minute YouTube video, I like physically can't do it. I'm just like bored after 2 minutes.
No,
Which
me
is like
too.
crazy because I remember like wanting so bad to like watch those long movies, and like I hated short things before because I was like they're just so annoying, like I don't get anything out of them. But now, because I feel like we all consume entertainment that is so short so often that it's affecting our brains and like in a really bad way. And it's not just attention span towards like TV shows and movies, it's for everything else. Like I feel like I can't even like work on my homework without getting distracted.
Definitely,
Yeah, that's really true. Yeah, I also feel like I guess like modern media kind of has like a different definition of teenagers than the media that like was there in the past. Like I'm trying to think of like Disney shows, right?
Oh,
Like
yeah.
yeah, 'cause like we have shows now that like the teenagers on these shows
You,
are a lot
yeah.
different than exactly. So I feel like maybe younger kids, like maybe when they're in their like tween phase, or maybe when they're like 10 or 11, right? Like they're just like they're in that time where they're looking at media for guidance, and media depicts teenagers to be like doing all this. And so now teens think that they have to do all this, right? Like they think that, and so they want to be like their idols, forgetting that their idols are adults who are playing children. And
That
it's
is so true. like an example I would think of is like Disney shows like Jesty or like Bunked or whatever. Those were teenagers playing teenagers doing regular teenager stuff. But now we have shows like Euphoria, Never Have I Ever,
I feel like
EXO
never
Kitty
have
or
I
whatever.
ever. Yeah, never have I ever was. I feel like that was very accurate. Like there were some parts where I was like, but the whole like it was more accurate than I'd say like Euphoria, for instance. I was like I don't think that's very realistic. I feel like most teenagers just like do homework and sleep for like as long as they can. Like, where are they finding the time to do all of I
this?
know,
I
and like
know.
I feel like the whole like drugs aspect, like I understand that maybe that happens in like very like small town places maybe, but because I've never really, like, I live in a pretty small town, I would say, but I've never really been in a, like, I've never experienced anything like that.
Well, my school personally, we have a huge drug problem.
I'm saying like at, like I feel like every school has a drug problem, but I'm saying like to that kind of extent. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? I feel
definitely. Yeah,
like it's
definitely.
just so common for like teenagers to be like smoking and like doing drugs on shows, and I'm just like I don't like
Remember
that's not setting a
reading
good example
somewhere that we
either.
would have I remember reading somewhere that we would have been like the first nicotine-free generation, but then they like invented vapes and stuff, and then we all got Oh kind of
yeah.
hooked onto those. Yeah.
Yeah, which is
I
like,
feel like at, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
no, you go, you go.
I feel like as this is me personally, this is my experience, as like newer classes, like class of 26, 27 come into high school, there's like an increase of the amount of kids who are vaping slash doing drugs because they are Yeah, that's so true.
younger.
My class as freshmen, while we also like while there were definitely problems, we our fire alarms go off almost every single day because someone is vaping in the bathroom. Oh my God.
And the like continually like just increased and increased as the years went by. It was like I remember when I was in like sixth or seventh grade, I was in health class and we were learning about smoking and stuff, and they were telling us that when vapes first came out, they were like there were different flavors and there were different colors because they were being advertised to younger children.
No way.
Yeah, like that's why
Yeah, I
there's
remember
so many
that.
like different flavors and colors because they're trying to attract like young children, like their brains, because our brains are like kind of attracted to that kind of stuff. So
It's I know it's so messed up, like how people how
I
businesses try
know, like
to
these are
really
grown-ups who are trying to. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, as someone that's in the class of 2026 sophomore, but I will say that it's definitely true, especially like I go to like a pretty big high school, and I feel like in every single high school you can like instantly like find a drug problem there. Like we've had so many assemblies where people are talking to us about how dangerous they are, and it's like most people know they're dangerous. It's just like once you like try it once you can't stop kind of. I feel like that's
Definitely,
like a
yeah.
big issue.
And I feel like peer, not necessarily even pressure, because like
Yeah.
I feel like everyone says peer pressure this, peer pressure that, but I guess like it obviously it plays a part, but like at the same time, people are just doing it because like it's become like a thing to do with your friends.
I
Like
feel like it's become
yes,
like
I
a
was about to
peer
say that. Yes.
expectation at this
Yeah.
point.
Yes. There's
Like
no,
you
it's not like
have to do drugs to be a part of the high school experience, is what it seems like.
Yes. Like I remember I was talking to my parents about this and my mom was like, "You know, if you go to a party, like say no to drugs or whatever." And I was like, "No one's gonna like force me to do drugs,
Yeah,
mom."
I
Like
was gonna say, like, little, like, no one's gonna offer, like, no one's just gonna come up to you with, like, a drug and say, like, hey, do this. It's
Or yeah,
just.
no one's gonna like make you do anything, but like when you don't, it's like you're treated as like, well, this isn't like happened to me, but I've seen it with my friends. Like you're treated as like, oh, like you've are you got like a stick sh like
Oh, you're a
oh
goody
am I allowed to say
two-shoes.
that like
A what?
yeah
A what did you
you got
say?
you've got like you're like uptight kind of I don't
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
gonna say like yeah
No,
like
yeah. I see
apparently you're
that too.
considered like uptight or like a prude and I'm like yeah well maybe you just don't want to get high off of like vapes like sorry I have better things to do with my
Yeah,
life.
yeah. No, I get that. And also like even if someone did come up to you and was to like be like, yo, like wanna hit my vape or something like that, it's like if you say no, it's not a problem, but like when you're in a friend group and like you guys are hanging
Yes.
out and someone
Yes.
pulls out their vape, I feel like it's just become like a thing where it's like everyone like, okay, like guys, let's all do it, which is so bad.
Weird. It's like the if you do it, I'll do it
I
mentality.
know,
Like,
it's like no.
yeah.
Like, no. Like, I agree. Like, I get that mentality, but not in this case.
Literally,
I
definitely.
know. I'm just like, there's no way that I'm gonna do that just because my friend's doing that. Like, if they want to do that, that's their choice, but I'm not. No, thank you.
Like, I'm in no position to judge.
It's just like, okay, yeah, I'm not gonna like judge you if you do that, but like don't expect me to like hang out with you while you're doing it. It's like,
Exactly. It's just yeah.
Definitely. And I feel like in schools, like I've had conversations with kids in my class about this. Like when they do assemblies and stuff, they feel like they're making a really big impact. But everybody knows, everybody that's doing the drugs knows the consequences, but they're still choosing to do it. And I feel like no one has really gotten the like thing to really like pull them out of like
Yes,
the drug
it
use.
hasn't really worked. Like, it's worked for like a day or two, but then they just relapse again and again. It's like the cycle of
Yeah,
addiction.
like I remember in fifth grade before we like, because my middle school started when you got when we were in sixth grade. So in fifth grade, they showed us all like this stuff about like, oh, you're gonna become an adult. Like basically, like I don't know, middle school was like not that crazy, but they made it out to be basically. But they were telling us about smoking and drugs and stuff like that, and they showed us like a picture of this guy who had been smoking for 40 years, and it was like his lungs were basically like dissolved, like they weren't even, they were like basically non-existent. And it looked disgusting. I remember everyone was talking about it for weeks on end. But also, like, the same people that were just disgusted by it also chose to do the same thing in the future,
Yeah.
which just
It's
goes to
like,
show how ineffective those assemblies are.
yeah, and it's kind of sad because it's like you get what, like I remember one assembly, like it was very emotional. It was about like suicide and bullying or whatever, and like people were like crying, like the whole school was crying. And then like 3 days after, the same people who were like just like so unkind to others, they just kept doing it, and it was just very disappointing, honestly. I was like, okay,
Yeah.
guys.
Yeah, we had an assembly about fentanyl because in our community we've had a lot of cases of fentanyl because
Oh.
like fentanyl and killing, literally like killing people because people are giving teenagers fentanyl in
Oh
like
my gosh.
yeah. And even despite that assembly, of course, people are still dealing drugs. Yeah.
Oh.
And I feel like you can connect it to the whole like social media thing and influencers, like because like it's just like a kind of thing to like fit in, like you just want to be like everybody else, and that's the same thing that like these preteens are probably going through their heads, like
Yeah,
being like, oh, she's using definitely.
like the new Rare Beauty blush, I want to be just like her, so I'm gonna go to Sephora
Yeah.
and buy the new,
Yeah.
like stuff like that,
I,
like it can
yeah.
be.
Like, I don't mind if they're using makeup because they want to have fun or like
Yeah,
even skincare for them, but it like draws a line when it's like they have like a 20-step makeup routine and they're using passes on
exactly.
their
Like
skin.
they're like,
I'm
and
like,
it's
your
also the
skin
attitude
doesn't need
too. I
that.
know. I'm just like, they're like,
Exactly.
sorry, yeah. Like there are like 12-year-olds out there who have like a 9-minute video on like the they like wash their face and they use this exfoliator. And
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? Like
Like your
no.
skin is already so like I
I
remember a
know.
dermatologist talking about this. Your skin is literally new. It's forming and it's going through because you really don't need acids and exfoliators until you reach like middle school. So like I don't get why
Exactly.
these like 10-year-olds are literally your skin's gonna have damages for the rest of its life because you're using drunk elephant vitamin C hyaluronic acid on your skin. Like no.
Exactly. But also with like social media, I do want to bring up like we have features like Snapchat and Instagram, right? It's so easy for kids
Yes.
to compare
Yeah.
their lives, right? Because like someone says
Yes.
this on YouTube or whatever, but like you only see like 20 seconds of someone's life. Like you have no idea what's going on. You have no idea how much stress you're going through. All the like when someone says that this is their like no makeup look, you don't know that. They probably have a filter on.
Exactly.
And
That's so true. Exactly,
so
yeah.
yeah.
And also,
And
one thing I wanted to note, like, at least in my opinion, I feel like one really big thing that we could do, or not us specifically, but to like even combat this in like a lot, is my parents like monitoring
monitoring, yeah.
their what their kids
That's
watch, because like I feel like
like
I'm,
age limits and stuff, you mean?
yeah,
I
not
definitely
even age
agree with
limits,
that. Yeah, like
because
YouTube
yeah.
Kids or something. Like, I
Yeah,
don't know.
I
Because I used
agree
to
with
watch
that,
YouTube
but
Kids.
yeah. But like age limits, like the social media apps can't really like, they're not very responsible of that kind of stuff because like people can get past that. They can just set their age to like a random year.
Yeah.
So,
That
but
reminds
I
me
feel
of
like,
the recent TikTok from Congress where all the social media CEOs
yeah.
were questioned,
Yeah.
and they were like, quote unquote, forced to apologize to the parents of child, like their child's succumbed to like predators online.
Oh. Yeah, because
But
I
like
feel like
at the same time, isn't it also their responsibility
I
to
know
monitor
it's
what
like
their
I was gonna
10 or
say,
yeah, if
like
they're
it is a
letting their 10
mess.
year old have Instagram or something, they need to
Yeah.
be monitoring.
But also
Exactly.
like I feel like there's this expectation, right? Like you guys know Bluey, Bluey,
Oh
yeah. I feel
yes,
like that
yeah.
show is one of the few kids shows that like it actually has good morals, right? And so I
Yeah.
feel like, but then when kids hear Bluey, they think, oh my gosh, like I'm so mature, like I'm not gonna watch that. But
Yeah,
like the
literally,
problem
yeah.
is that they're like held to a standard by themselves. Like there are other kids out there, like they look at these Sephora kids and they think that watching actual meaningful content such as Bluey or shows that may talk about topics that kids need to know about is not okay because it'll make them consider like immature, which I think is so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when I was 10, I was playing with like My Little Ponies, and it's
Yeah,
honestly
me
sad
too.
because it's like they don't have a childhood, and I'm like why are you in such a rush to become like a teenager and an adult? It's literally not great, that great, guys.
Yeah, and the reason I mentioned like the whole parenting thing is because I feel like now that I'm older, like I'm 17, and even I watch all these videos, but I feel like I'm so much less influenced. Like I can
Yes,
like form my
definitely.
own kind of opinions to whether something is good enough to purchase or good enough to watch
Exactly. But the
than like
kids
a 10 or
do.
11-year-old is.
Yeah,
So
that's so
yeah.
true. I did
Especially
not have social media until I was like last year of middle school, I think. And I feel like that helped a lot because I've seen my friends. Like, I remember one of my friends in middle school, she was talking to random guys online, and I was like, hey, that's a little suspicious. But it's also just like the normalization of social media at a young age is, it's like, it's also like you're comparing yourself to other people. You're being influenced by someone else. And it's just like, you don't need it, honestly. I feel like until you're older, like, why,
Exactly.
what are you gonna do as a 10-year-old
Honestly, you
on
don't need it in
Instagram?
general.
Yeah,
No one
like the
needs
only
social media in general. Like, yes, we can communicate with each other, but it's just because the society we're in, social media does play a huge part. And while it has its own benefits, it also has a lot of negative impact.
Yeah, because like the only social media that I have is Snapchat, and that's it. And I only
Same.
add people who I know on there. And like
That's
even
like
then, right?
so.
Like Snapchat has like so many like filters where it'll like make you like it'll like yeah, you guys know what sorts of filters are on Snapchat. And
Yeah,
I
I
know
know what
like
I'm at.
young children, right? They're gonna look at all these filters. They're gonna look at all these celebrities who have had plastic surgery or all these filters which use like editing, and they're gonna think, I wanna look like that. And then they're gonna put themselves through horrible things to look like that. And like no one's stopping them because everyone else is thinking that they're doing the right thing because that's what they've been taught to do. Like
Yeah.
that's the saddest part of this whole thing, in my opinion.
Yeah. I remember it's also like other kids being mean to other kids because of it. Because I remember watching this video on YouTube where this girl's older brother, he was talking about how like she was the only one that didn't bring a Stanley to school. She just brought a regular water bottle, and these girls were making fun of her for not bringing a Stanley, and it was so bad that he
Really
eventually
has like
just like
50
bought her a
bucks.
Stanley.
That's
Like,
crazy. So
that's
sad.
actually crazy. What the heck?
Exactly. Like my water bottle was from Walmart and it cost $5.
Exactly.
And its only
Yeah.
job is to make sure that I can put water in it and I can drink from that cup. Like that's literally it. I don't
And yeah,
understand.
it's like a little like it's like they're also in like 5th grade. I'm like, bro, why do you care about a water bottle so
Yeah.
much? I
I
know,
generally think
it's
it's the
sad.
age thing because I feel like adults or even older teenagers are much more, they're like less susceptible to being influenced by that kind of stuff. But like if
Yeah.
you're 10 or 11 years old and you see your favorite like influencer buying a Stanley, you're gonna want to be just like them and you're gonna beg your parents
Exactly.
for the Stanley, and then your parents are gonna buy you the Stanley, and then it's not gonna end there. It's gonna be something new next, like the drunk elephant, like pump lotion.
Exactly. But like I also feel like I don't understand why like name brands are like so hyped. Like just because you're wearing a t-shirt from like a reputable brand does not make you
Any
like
better, yeah.
yeah, any
Yeah, I
better.
know what
Yeah.
you're talking about.
Like
Like,
literally it's so ridiculous in my opinion.
it's like the
I get
consumer's
oh
mindset. Yeah,
yeah
sorry.
but
I'm
yeah
sorry, I like
overall
accidentally dropped my water bottle.
yeah.
Overall, I
Yeah.
just feel like I don't even know. I feel like social media is, it's done good. It's done amazing stuff. Like
Yeah.
LinkedIn, for example, is an example of like an amazing social media platform. But overall, like adults, right? Like they're old enough to know what they want to do. They're old enough to know that if they are going to do something, they know that they're doing it. It's all conscious. Children don't know that yet. Like even if they like know what they're doing, they don't really know the full extent. They need the adults to tell them. The problem is that the adults aren't stepping up and doing their job to help children.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah.
So, do you guys have any like last thoughts or anything about this whole thing? Like any last comments?
I think in the end, we just as older generations, I think older generations should be teaching these kids and trying to make them understand that we just need to change this whole like social influencer mindset. Yeah.
Yeah, and also the attention spans thing, like the more we're getting used to like scrolling through these things and the less we're actually like kids are seeing kids their own age, they're going to be influenced by people that they shouldn't be.
I like that. Okay, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's Brain Talks episode. Don't forget to check out our old episodes and new ones coming up soon. Bye.